This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sabres back in the Pittsburgh zone here as Dahlin will leave it for Rosén. Far circle shot, scores! Great pass and a finish by Samuelson, and it's 4-1 Buffalo.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Matias Samuelson, one of the goal scorers last night. I knew something had happened. I mentioned I was not watching the game. I was watching college basketball. Josh texted me Matias Samuelson, all caps, and I was like, oh, he scored.
I know for a fact that's what happened.
No, as a matter of fact, you knew what kind of night it was going to be, because if I talked to a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, all I would have had to say is, oh, first shot, Jari showed up again.
Ooh.
Tristan Jari has a toxic trait of letting in a goal in the first or second shot way too often.
I mean, he's bad. He's bad.
And the Sabres got him last night, immediately score on him with Tage dragging a poor Penguins defender. That one was cool.
Those are arguably maybe my favorite Tage goals. Like,
when
he puts someone on roller skates.
Yeah.
I like the ones when he's dangling in front of the net and he like literally gets to like 2 inches from the goalie before sliding it in. The one where he drags the stick and then just fires it right in the middle. That's a lot of fun.
Letang tries to pinch on the boards and he steps up and it immediately backfires because Tage is able to get the puck and then he is all alone at that point. The defenseman has Benson, who's driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because he's not in a position to really defend Tage, Tage then does that drag into the slot, changes the shot angle, and first shot Jari.
So cool. So cool.
And then they just were off to the races from there. Matias Samuelson scores, as you heard in the clip there. That was such a slick pass from Isaac Rosén that, man, that guy deserves more NHL look before the AHL playoffs.
Was that his first NHL point? I think I saw that yesterday. It was. Okay, cool. Good, great for him.
And it's a sick and slick play to get your first NHL point. And something that Rosén is an interesting factor here with the Sabres because of the fact that he has not had a lot of NHL time, excuse me. But Kulik with two goals, you're starting to see again, hey, those guys that were the organization was loud about.
Yeah.
You can get loud about them again.
Also, real quick, Tyson Kozak on a 3-game point streak. He had two last night, a goal and an assist.
And Kozak is a guy who's starting to really argue for...
He should be here next year.
He should be here next year.
7th-round pick in 2021, baby. Let's go.
Like, absolutely. Don't sign another guy like a Sam Lafferty next year. Like, we don't need to.
No.
We've got Kozak coming up here.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. 803-0550, the number to call. We did promise we're going to get to your calls here. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jerry is up next. Jerry, how are we doing on this Friday morning?
Good. You know, the Levi thing was a Hail Mary. No one makes that jump to college to the pros anymore and plays like immediately. You're right about goaltenders. Even like the Marty Berdurs, they weren't significant players in the league till they were like 24, 25 years old. They take much longer to mature. It was a Hail Mary pass. My biggest concern with this team is this. You know, in sports and in general and in life, how do you measure someone's level of compete? And what you have on this team right now are a bunch of people in their early 20s that have a lot of money and really long off seasons. And they struggle on the defensive end. They struggle defending each other when things go wrong. That just makes me think there just isn't a level of compete on this team. How badly do you want to win? And they can say in the presser afterwards, it starts with me, but you know, it doesn't seem to work out that way. You want players that compete at the highest levels all the time and never want to lose. And this team just doesn't have that feel about it.
No, and Jerry, I concur with that. I agree. I've mentioned it a lot that I can't listen to the post-game press conferences. I can't listen to locker cleanout anymore because it's the same thing over and over again with nothing changing. And it really does bother me. It really, really does to just kind of hear the same song and dance, maybe some different words thrown in there, but it ultimately feels it has begun to feel hollow at this point. I will disagree a little bit on the Levi thing. I think, yes, you could argue it was a Hail Mary. I don't think the Sabres would have felt as confident if it weren't for those final seven games. He came up from Northeastern and did that. I think
that is the weird part.
I think there was a genuine feeling like, oh, he's different.
The problem was you didn't sign a true veteran stopper that could be there in case of failure.
I don't think they planned on doing that until he played like that in those seven games to end the year. Then it was, okay, he's a different breed.
We might actually play him now.
Yeah.
Or they're probably thinking, oh, we got our Shesterkin.
Yeah, where it's just we got it.
Highly touted prospect. He shows up here and he's already doing some nice things.
The level of compete, though, too, and this is where it's also going to be, it's become the running joke where, I mean, Derek, you mentioned it too. Like, they're playing really good in March. Of course they are.
I don't know what it is about the pressure of the beginning of the season with this team and why they don't get off to good starts. Because this core, it is the good, it's the bad starts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This isn't like, hey, this team win, and this happened with a different core, where they won 10 games in a row to start the year. They had dynamite starts to seasons before, and then they would ultimately collapse. And then you get the famous quote from Bottrell of meaningful games in March. This core seems to get off to poor starts overall over the first 3 months. And the worst part about it is they almost stuck the landing because for 2 months they were good. They were second place or challenging for second place in the Atlantic Division, and then the month of December hit them like a bus. Maybe 13 buses.
We should call her in that first segment too, and he mentioned like if just
they get anything. Three of those games to turn their results, they're in contention. And Lindy said it in front of season ticket holders this week.
Yes.
You don't lose 13 games and come back from that.
No,
and your biggest challenge is telling your guys, no, believe in yourselves. Make sure, like, you got to pick these guys up at this point because you are losing 10 games in a row now. Now it's to 11. When are we going to win? Because that pressure mounts more and more and more and more. Yes, they get paid millions of dollars. It still doesn't mean that they're robots. You're going to look at this and go, we've lost 11 bleeping games in a row. What gives? Then they lose the Boston game, and it's like, how? We outplayed them. We were better than them.
Yeah.
and we still lost. What is going on?
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where it all comes from. And I do think, ultimately, what Lindy said is correct. And that's where, again, my gripe with Kevin Adams comes in, of knowing when to strike and try to make a move, try to make a difference. Because Kevin Adams says, you don't make the playoffs in December. Well, the bad news is you certainly can miss the playoffs in December, because the Buffalo Sabres, over the last 3 years, have done that.
Yeah, that's when they've missed the playoffs. They've dug themselves too big of a hole. We mentioned it a few weeks ago when we were on, too, is like they have a lot of games in hand that they can, quote-unquote, catch some of these teams. They still do. A team like Pittsburgh, I think, is still 3 games up on them. But they're still last.
Both Pittsburgh
in
and Philly.
East.
They've played the second least amount of games in the entire conference, Columbus being the other one, who, if they win their game in hand, they can make a playoff spot.
Yeah, which great for them. That story is awesome.
But at the same time, to be far away enough that you're 9 points out of a playoff spot, you're 7 points back of Columbus, and your roster should have been ahead of them, and you lose 13 games in a row. That is something, as the coach says, you typically don't come back from that.
No, and I thought the quote you were going to say from Lindy, too, was him talking about the patience that Adams had, because usually the 13-game losing streak, the coach is fired.
Yes.
And him, I saw the quote of him saying that, and I'm like, Lindy, honestly, if it was anybody else, probably they do get fired.
Yeah.
If it weren't for you being Lindy Ruff.
Oh, yeah. Because then that's disrespect to a
Sabres legend. You're probably right. Yeah. And I don't mean that maliciously. I don't mean that like negatively towards Ruff, but like,
to be fired within a year?
Not even. What would that have been? 3 months into his new tenure with the Sabres?
Yeah. And that but it would have looked like, one, more knee-jerk reaction.
Yep.
From an organization that never has any stability to it. And people would be looking at that going, Terry, you're making too much moves again.
Yeah,
You're doing too much again. And then other people would look at it and go, you blatantly disrespected one of your legends because of, it's a ghastly losing streak. But at the same time, we have seen teams fire coaches for less nowadays.
Teams that are in playoff spots, but they're not as good.
I will say,
goodness.
Hey, Boston, how does that take?
Boston,
because
yeah.
Boston fired their coach into the, I think it was like a month into the season. And then ultimately it's proven, no, Don Sweeney's just bad at building rosters and has been carried by Marchand, Pastrnak, and then Linus Ullmark, apparently.
The goaltending tandem, yeah.
So maybe he is the problem. And with Buffalo, it is the same thing of, you got to find out what the problem is and figure it out. Goaltenders, Jerry laments it too there. Goaltenders, they're tough to figure out. They really are.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that I'm going to forgive a general manager. You ultimately have a job to do. At the same time, man, it is never an easy hand. You're winning poker games with like 8 high when it comes to goaltenders sometimes. Mm-hmm.
It's total bluff.
Yeah.
It's a total bluff. You're staring death in the face going, I really hope he doesn't see me sweat.
I feel good right now. Oh, yeah? You folded? I had an 8.
It's just... It is also...
How sorry of a hand would that be, by the way, that like an 8 would win?
I mean, that's where I've watched a lot of Westerns the last few days. Like, that's the kind of hand that gets you shot.
Yeah.
That's the hand that in the movie they call you a cheat and they shoot you.
They just lean back like I'm literally doing the chair. Just
that's exactly that hand that gets you get called a cheat and you're put down. There's no other way around it. I did want to make this point about Levi here real quick before we take our next time out. Kind of about like his stats as well. He is maybe my favorite prospect the Sabres have right now because I think he's so interesting. You look at his AHL numbers, both
They're
this
otherworldly.
Year. And, yeah. And I've heard some people bring up, like, is he just going to be a great AHL player? He would be the best goaltender in the league year in and year out if this is what he is. And if he somehow can't crack the NHL and just be solid, good, man, that is some bad luck. I can't even totally say that's on you. Like, that is some bad luck. He was historically good in college. He's unbelievable in the AHL. Like, that's where I still have confidence somewhat in this organization, because if you just get a good goaltender for a year, you make the playoffs. Yes. The Sabres just haven't been able to find that in a year stretch. If he somehow can't give you that, I'd be stunned.
Yeah, and I do think that the patience is the right way to play this now. They have looked back on this and said, maybe this should have been the goal from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sometimes you want the lesson to be learned right away of, yeah, I can't promise you that you're going to start right away, Devon Levi. You're going to the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it you typically want the lesson to be learned that way. But if it works, well, hey, I'll take a wrong methods to getting the right result.
Yeah, as long as I get to the right result. 803-0550, the number to call. John, we'll get to you after a quick timeout. If you hang on the line, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.